Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
3653 or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Good morning, friends. Greetings and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I'm your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I specialize in using nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health issue. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 28 years of practicing pharmacy, I've seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes and hypertension and obesity and skin diseases like acne, psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology? Standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing system, it's a regenerating system, it is designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while some folks may call that healing and regenerating system a miracle, it really is just the way the body works. If you have questions about prescription drugs, if you want to get off your meds and get on a good nutritional supplement program, if you've got a health challenge you want help with, we are here for you. We are your healthcare advocates, your nutritional supplement advocates, and we can help you get off your prescriptions or help a loved one get off their prescriptions and get on a good nutritional supplement program. If you have questions about the longevity products or ingredients or formulations, please give us a call, 844-236-6010, 844-236-6010. We love hearing from you. If you have a success story you want to share, we love those too. And likewise, if you just want to contribute to our conversation, 844-236-6010 is your number on The Bright Side today and every day. If you want to purchase any of the longevity products you hear advertised on the program, you can head over to my website, brightsideben.com. Take a look at our shopping cart. We've got all the longevity products you hear advertised recommended on the program, including the Beyond Organic products, the Swear of V and the Amasai. If you're interested in doing a Swear of V cleanse, you can get your Swear of V at brightsideben.com. You can also call the Brightside Ben phone team at 866-735-2470. 866-735-2470. If you're interested in checking out my videos, YouTube videos, myself and Amanda Rideout, health coach Amanda Rideout, do YouTube videos on various skincare subjects. We've been covering the different types of acne for the last couple of months. And I've got a new post coming up Saturday. If you're interested in checking out the YouTube post, you can head over to my Facebook page, thetruthwithben.com. They're all posted up there. And if you're interested in being notified when a new post comes up, send an email to ben@ksco.com, and just put in the subject heading request to be on the email list for notification of videos, something along those lines, and we'll get you on the list. And if you're interested in joining us in our weekly phone calls, myself and Dixie Sedgwick do a weekly phone call on various health subjects. You can dial in 605-562-3140 every Sunday, 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, 605-562-3140. Participant access code 444973 pound. I talk for about 20 minutes or so, and then we take some questions. The whole call lasts about half an hour. It's every Sunday, 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. Dial in number 605-562-3140. Participant access code 444973 pound. All right. Thanks for joining us on The Bright Side. Last we spoke, we were talking about the problematic elements in wheat and in grains, really, all grains and veggies for that matter, all as it regards anxiety. We've been talking about anxiety now for about a week or so. And then once we finish this up, we're going to continue talking about nitrogen and nitric oxide. There's an important nitric oxide component to mental health and anxiety issues as well. So anyway, we're talking about wheat, all grains, all veggies, really, have compounds in them called lectins, L-E-C-T-I-N-S. These lectins stimulate a defensive response, an inflammatory response. These plant compounds are recognized or interpreted by the body as a marker for an invasion. So we eat these compounds, they get into the digestive system, they can get into the blood even, and they stimulate a defensive response. They tell the body that the body has been invaded, and indeed it has, by a plant, or by a vegetable, or by a grain. And it's this defensive response that accounts for a lot of problems. Defensive response means inflammation. You know, inflammation is a really interesting word that gets thrown around a lot, especially in the world of medical marketing and pharmaceutical marketing. There's a commercial out now where, for, I think it's for Crohn's disease or some kind of bowel disease, where the lady says in her most scary voice that our intestinal disease, I love this, she goes, our intestinal disease may be caused by damaging inflammation. Ooh, damaging inflammation. And now you got these alternative doctors and practitioners of so-called evidence-based medicine, functional medicine. I'm highly suspicious of this, by the way. If you ever hear somebody, doctor say, well, I'm not a regular doctor, I do functional medicine, really what they're saying is all they do is just more tests, more diagnostics, and then they recommend vitamins as instead of recommending drugs. Supposedly a little bit better, but they don't really address the core, the bottom line of disease states. Anyway, inflammation is becoming recognized as a precursor to disease, which is a good thing. Inflammation is really a precursor to disease, but the problem with this kind of marketing jargon associated with the word inflammation is we don't really know. We're not really told what inflammation is. If you understand what inflammation is, you know, you don't need a doctor to address inflammation. You don't need a medical intervention to address inflammation. Inflammation is a defensive response. And whenever you have a defensive response, the only real thing you need to understand is what the offending agent is. So inflammation is a defensive response. That's the first thing to understand about inflammation. The second thing to understand about inflammation is that there's microscopic versions of it. When we think of inflammation, we tend to think of swelling in your ankle or a black eye or something along those lines where you can kind of see the inflammatory response. But there's a microscopic version, a cell version of inflammation. And this is really where the problems begin. The cells become inflamed, or the area around the cell becomes inflamed. It's a way that the body has of protecting itself, sequestering an invasion, if you will. Creating a beaver's dam or a wall around a problematic area to quarantine it. That's what inflammation is. It's quarantine. The body will secrete fibers and fluids and kind of block off that area. And this is a big problem. Now, if it happens once in a while, it's not a big problem because it's functional. It's protective. But if it happens over and over and over again, eventually you get these little pockets of beaver's dams, and these are little pockets of areas in the body, microscopic at first and then larger, that aren't getting fed, that aren't getting detoxified, and that aren't getting oxygen. And then, of course, that leads to more inflammation, because without being fed and without being detoxified and without being oxygenated, areas become dead. Cells die, and so the body has to have more inflammation, more beaver's dam, more brick walls around the area, and then you get more starvation, suffocation, toxification, which leads to more inflammation, and this downward spiral continues. For many of us, it happens, it goes on for decades. If we have a digestive issue that results in an inflammatory response at birth or when we're infants, and we don't do anything about it, by the time we're 50 or 60, you're going to have large areas of this inflammation. It starts off microscopic, but eventually it's going to become macroscopic. And that's a problem. It's a big problem. In fact, it is really the cause of degenerative disease. Long-term inflammation that follows attack. Attack, attack, attack. That's the word. That's really the what we should be focusing on. Not the inflammatory response, but the attack. The medical model wants us looking at the inflammatory response because it can do something about the inflammatory response. The attack part, we don't need a doctor for that. We don't need the medical model for that. So they're not going to tell you about the attack part. They're going to tell you about the anti-inflammatory part because that's where the drugs come in. So if you got a health condition that's degenerative, that's long-term, that's chronic, you have an inflammatory problem. And if you have an inflammatory problem, you have an attack. And if you have an attack, the only question we need to know to mitigate or to reduce the inflammatory defensive response is what the heck is attacking the body. The simple-minded strategy about inflammation does not take into account that it's a defensive response, and as long as there's an offensive, offending agent, the inflammation is actually protective. The trick to dealing with inflammation, which is behind all degenerative disease, is not to shut it down with anti-inflammatories. That's stupidity, capital S, stupidity. anti-inflammatories, drugs are among the most deadly drugs of all. Aspirin, I'm talking aspirin, plain old aspirin, and Motrin for that matter. The trick to dealing with inflammation is not to shut it down, but to remove the stimulus, especially food stimuli, and it's so easy to do. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll continue when we come back from our break. You're listening to The Bright Side.
Have you noticed that in a disaster, the store shelves are emptied? Don't panic. You don't have to be part of the fear and chaos if you have a supply of GoFoods. GoFoods can help you rest easy knowing your greatest dependency of food is covered. Call now to take advantage of our Freedom Packs or set up your food savings account. Call us at 1-800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com. That's 1-800-648-9753 or www.storefoodnow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237. Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. Treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Yeah.
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. But I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
Okay, we are back on The Bright Side. Got lines open for you at 844-236-6010. We'll get your calls at the bottom of the hour, 844-236-6010. If you're interested in purchasing any of the longevity products, including the Beyond Organic, Swear V, and Amasai, If you're interested in doing a three-day cleanse, one-day cleanse, two-day cleanse, you definitely want to do it with your Swear V. You can find out all about it by checking out my website, brightsideben.com, or you can call the phone team at 866-735-2470. Make sure you ask about joining the Brightside Ben team. For a one-time $10 fee, you can start a longevity business, and I can help you build your longevity business by heading out to wherever you're at, and doing presentations. We can do three-way phone calls as well. I want to help you build your business. It's in my interest to help you build your business. That's the neat thing about multi-level and network marketing is when you sign up under somebody, it's in their interest to help you build your business. That's the coolest business model there is, multi-level and network marketing, where those above you have an interest in making sure you succeed because they succeed when you succeed. There's no other business like that where the upline benefits from the downline and the downline benefits from the upline. It's just a wonderful, wonderful business model. Anyway, if you're interested in joining my team, 866-735-2470 is the phone number for the Brightside Ben phone team, and they can tell you all about it for a one-time $10 fee. You can start yourself a little business and make some money selling longevity products, earn thank you checks, help change lives, and spread the word about the power and importance of a good nutritional supplement program. Their number is 866-735-2470. You can also head to brightsideben.com and click on the Join the Team link. Okay, so inflammation is defense, period. Microinflammation means something has been getting in the body and the body is defending itself. The trick to dealing with inflammation is not to shut it down. That's the iconic example, the classic example of the utter intellectual bankruptcy and scientific ignorance of the medical model. To shut down inflammation is stupidity of the highest degree, with the exception, of course, of immediately for pain or for some kind of life-threatening emergency. But to use anti-inflammatories on a long-term basis is just flat-out bad science, bad strategy. The trick to dealing with inflammation, which is the marker of an offending agent, and it's behind all degenerative disease. Clearly, there's an inflammatory aspect to all degenerative disease. The trick is not to shut it down, but to remove the stimulus, which in many cases, most cases probably, is food, especially grains and lectins. Dairy's a problem. Eggs can be a problem. Anything really theoretically can be a problem, but eggs and dairy and grains are usually the big problems. Legumes also, seeds, beans. The primary lectin in grains is something called WGA, which stands for wheat germ agglutinin. Actually, I don't want to say the primary lectin, but a major lectin, especially in wheat. Wheat germ agglutinin, and this is not gluten. Gluten is completely different. Gluten is technically not a lectin. Gluten is technically just a sticky, gooey, glue-like protein. And it glues the intestines, metaphorically speaking, maybe even literally in a sense. So gluten-free still can get you lectins. This is so important. Gluten-free can still get you lectins. Just because you're doing gluten-free doesn't mean you're out of the woods. You've got to go by your symptoms. I have so many people call me and tell me, well, I'm gluten-free, but I still have my arthritis. I'm gluten-free, but I still have my digestive problems. Please, the gluten-free thing is a cliche. It's marketing jargon. Gluten-free doesn't mean you're out of the woods. It's just a way to sell you gluten-free brownies. You still have to pay attention to your symptom, to your specific personal symptomology in response to what you're eating. One of the major targets for WGA, and other lectins for that matter, is glucosamine. The body is loaded with glucosamine. The joints contain glucosamine. The blood vessels contain glucosamine. The brain contains glucosamine. Red blood cells have glucosamine on them, and WGA, which stands for wheat germ agglutinin, which is a fancy way of saying it agglutinizes or globs up red blood cells. It causes clotting. The reason it causes clotting is because it affects the glucosamine on red blood cells. And this whole glucosamine, agglutinin, WGA, lectin relationship is important for mental health. Brain cells are targets for lectins. And that's where your anxiety issues come in, and bipolar issues, and even depression issues come in. It's called the gut-brain axis. The gut-brain axis is the relationship between digestion and the digestive system and the brain. And don't marginalize it, folks. Don't minimize this. It's very important to recognize there's a relationship between the digestive system and food and digestion or lack thereof and probiotics and the brain. Get a book called The Gaps Diet. If you're dealing with schizophrenia or psychosis or autism or you know somebody who is, get them The Gaps Diet or the I think it's called the GAPS diet, by Dr. Natasha Kinsky. It goes into, at length, the relationship between the digestive system and the brain. Glucose, and by the way, all of this is in nightshades, can also have WGAs, tomatoes, potatoes, bell peppers, eggplants. It doesn't have to be just wheat. Rice, barley, oats possibly have these WGAs. Anyway, all of these bind to glucosamine, and this makes the glucogel caps very interesting as a protective mechanism or protective supplement. Never, I was saying yesterday, I've never seen any specific scientific literature that corroborates this, but from a biochemical standpoint, just understanding how the body works, your glucosamine, glucogel caps, may act as a decoy to divert lectins from the glucosamine on your red blood cells, or the glucosamine in your digestive system, or the glucosamine in your joints. We talked about this yesterday, the way fighter planes will drop off, will drop out a balloon, and the heat-seeking missiles that are under ordinary circumstances going to target the fighter plane will be diverted and distracted and attack the heat, the balloon. In the same fashion, the glucogel caps can be like a balloon and divert the lectins away from your brain or away from your joints or away from your digestive system. So if you do think you have a problem with lectins or WGA or grains, you may be able to get some benefit. You may be able to eat your grains and get some protective effects, protective benefits from the glucogel caps. And by the way, whole grains are really not much better than well, they're better, but they still have their problems. A whole grain is a grain that's got its three main edible components. It's got a grain has three major parts to it. It's got a bran part, which is kind of like a coating. It's got the germ part, which is concentrated nutrients right in the middle of the grain, and then it's got the starch, which is the bulk of the grain. That's technically, they call that the endosperm, and that's the sugar. That's the part we all love. We don't love the bran. We don't love the germ. We love the endosperm, and marketers know that. They know it good and well. And so what they'll do is they'll get rid of the bran, and they'll sell it to you in a cereal probably. They'll get rid of the germ, and they'll sell it to you as a supplement. And then they'll use the sugar, the endosperm, which is the bulk of the grain, in their products. And just because a food says it's whole grain doesn't mean it's the intact whole grain. They can grind the thing up and then mix in the endosperm and the bran and the germ, and then they'll call it a whole grain. But we don't really necessarily know how much germ is left. We don't know how much bran is left. And we don't know how intact the nutritional value of the bran is or the germ is. So just because something says it's whole grain doesn't mean it's good for you. Even though the government tells us, and by the way, the food pyramid and the so-called food plate now, you know, you think that's just there because the government loves us? They love our health? They want us to be healthy? No. It's there because they want to support industry. Not that there's anything wrong with industry, but it's not health. So don't be bamboozled by government recommendations. Don't be bamboozled by the food pyramid that says, or the food plate they call it now, it says you got to have 4, 5, or 8 servings of grains a day. You'd be better off staying, for most of us anyway, staying away from them no matter what the food plate tells you. And on top of all that, once you crush up the grains, once you expose those nutrients to oxygen and to light, you destroy the nutritional value. All right, hang tight. We'll finish up and take your phone calls as well when we come back from our break. I'm Pharmacist Ben, 844-236-6010 is our number. Got lines open for you. We'll be back right after this.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Managing your business and customers isn't easy, huh? SnapForce Customer Relationship Software may be just what you need. SnapForce CRM is a software solution that helps you manage everything important about your customers, from sales to marketing to service and support. All of your customer information is right there at your fingertips for easy access. It's time to take control of your business in a snap. Get your free trial at SnapForce.com. That's SnapForce.com. SnapForce.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Did you go to guns80.com and get your AR-15 yet? I took my buddy Mark out to lunch the other day to thank him for turning me on to guns80.com, and suddenly our old pal Dan showed up and joined us. Of course, Mark immediately started selling him on the great deals at guns80.com and told him how you can buy a brand new rifle at a great price, keep your privacy, and how it can be delivered right to your front door, and that there was no visit to a gun dealer involved, there are no government papers to fill out. Dan was such an easy sell. He just pulled out his iPhone right there and went to guns80.com and ordered his Ghost AR. Wow. You can call guns80.com right now. Their number is 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. By the way, demand they pay Mark a commission, okay? Call guns80.com at 844-2-GUNS-80 and demand they pay Mark, please. He deserves a commission. Go to 844-2-GUNS-80 and get your Ghost AR-15 on the web at guns80.com. Go now.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure ancient defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Okay, I got a correction here. Gut and Psychology Syndrome is the name of the book. My friend Stathis just emailed me or texted me. Hey, Stathis, glad you're listening. The author of the book, Gut and Psychology Syndrome, is Dr. Natasha Campbell McBride, actually. She's a medical doctor. I think I said Natasha Kinski, who's a quite beautiful actress, or was. I haven't seen her for a while. Anyway, Dr. Natasha Campbell McBride is the author, and it's a really, really good book if you're dealing with autism issues, or I know somebody who's dealing with autism issues, ADHD, schizophrenia, psychosis of all kinds. It's a wonderful, wonderful book with recipes and lots of great ideas, and also explains somewhat scientifically and somewhat technically about the link between the gut and the brain, so-called gut-brain axis. Don't marginalize it, you guys. If you have depression issues, anxiety issues, while all these have to be addressed from a psychological perspective, certainly, there's a lot you can do by focusing on digestive health and digestive wellness. This is so important. The digestive locus of disease, the core of the disease process, the chronic degenerative disease process. Okay. We'll continue talking about lectins, and we'll talk some more about some of the problems associated with grains, because there's lots of problems associated with grains. And then we'll continue talking about, we'll finish talking about anxiety and then some nitric oxide stuff. A couple quick articles here. Well, actually, let's get to your phone calls here. I got a couple interesting stories that we'll get to in a little bit, but we got a full board, so I want to get to some calls. Let's head off to Los Angeles. Talk to Brenda. What's up, Brenda? Good morning.
Hey, good morning, and thank you for the work you're doing.
I can't tell you.
I heard you on a radio show last night, and I completely just resonated and went, oh, my God, I got to track you down.
Oh, nice. That was George Norrie. You liked it? It was good?
Awesome.
Oh,
totally awesome.
That.
So needed. And this is coming from someone who has been hospitalized 3 times because of thyroid issues.
Oh, my God. At least you still have your thyroid, though. They didn't take it out, right?
No, I have my thyroid.
Good
it's
for
hypo.
You.
And I take Synthroid and Cytomel. And when they took me off Cytomel, and then prior to that, it was Armour thyroid. And every time they've taken me off that, first time I went into what's called mixed edema coma.
Right.
Last May and June, I was hospitalized. And when you're going crazy and your body's shutting down, you don't realize it. Because you get so out of it, you don't realize you're out of it. And
especially the thyroid, because it controls everything.
The process. I couldn't speak. And because
you want some help? You want some quick help with that, ma'am?
Please.
Brenda? It's
please.
Real easy. It's crazy. It's so easy. It's tragic. It's sad. It's ridiculous how easy it is. Mixed edema, for the listeners, by the way, is a severe, severe hypothyroidism. Big problem. And mixed edema coma is when you just lose your brain function, basically. The thyroid regulates everything. Okay? That's your regulating gland. When the thyroid goes down, everything follows. Heart disease follows, depression, digestive issues, everything. You name it. It follows hypothyroidism. There was a really good book by a guy named Broda Barnes, an MD named Broda Barnes, that came out a couple years, well, maybe about 30 years ago, actually, maybe 40 years ago, called The Cause of All Disease, or something along those lines. And in any case, his name is Broda Barnes, if you want to look it up, B-A-R-N-E-S. And his premise was, his theory was, that all disease follows hypothyroidism. And he's correct. But the problem with that theory is he doesn't address the hypothyroidism. He's just like a regular doctor. He says, use Synthroid. Or now they have alternative practitioners who say, use iodine. Listen, the number one reason for hypothyroidism is autoimmune problems. And the number one reason for autoimmunity is digestion. So, my dear Brenda, I guarantee you, with 100% certitude, I'm not a gambling man, but I'd bet my house if I had one. I bet whatever I had that you got some digestive stuff, and it's probably been happening all your life. And I'm not psychic. Hello, Brenda. I'm not psychic Ben. I'm just telling you how it works. And any doctor who doesn't understand this needs to go back to medical school or study. The digestive system and the thyroid are connected. And they're connected, by the way, via the blood sugar system bridge. It's a bridge between the two. So right away, first thing, you want quick relief? Fast. That's the first thing to do.
Yeah, I do that.
Okay, good for you. I bet you feel better when you fast, correct?
I do. I feel good for a couple of days, and the fibromyalgia just sets in. And
All right. Well, we'll get to that. Get to that. But you notice that when you fast, you start to feel better. Because now the attacking agents have stopped coming into the body, so the body can start to recover. So and I'm not necessarily telling everybody out there to fast. I'm just saying if you have some kind of crisis, hit the reset button. A fast is like hitting the reset button. Then you start to track digestive symptoms to specific foods. And by the way, fibromyalgia is a classic sign of toxicity getting into the blood through the digestive system. So once you correct digestion, not only is your thyroid going to improve, but so will your pain, your fibromyalgia, which is just a fancy schmancy word that means muscle pain. Okay, so muscle pain, all of these symptomologies, all of these symptoms are associated with a breakdown in the digestive tract. So let's cut to the chase here. Get on some probiotics, first and foremost. That means, okay, good. But you got to mix the brands around a little bit because not all brands will work the same for you. Look for multiple strains of bacteria, and you want about 100 billion units a day, and then start eating fermented foods. The next thing you're going to do is you're going to get yourself a notebook and do a food diary. and write down every single food you eat and try to eat as simply as possible. The more complex your foods are, the harder it's going to be to track things down. So try to eat simply. Instead of a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, just have peanuts. Instead of chicken parmesan, just have a little piece of chicken. Instead of tuna salad or whatever, just have a little piece of tuna. You know what I'm saying? Just eat simply and basically write it down in a book what you ate and then track it over the course of the day or over the course of 8 hours or 10 hours or 12 hours. How you feel every hour, every 2 hours, every 3 hours. So you write in the book, ate a burrito, or ate better, I ate some corn. 2 hours, I'm okay. 4 hours, no problems. 6 hours, oh my God, I feel a little bloated. I feel a little constipated. 8 hours, I'm really constipated. Now you know that corn's a problem. And you keep doing this with foods until you kind of form a list of your problem foods. It might take a month to do. Right? And you eliminate those foods. So you got probiotics, you're eliminating foods. Now we start to patch up the digestive lining. How you patch up the digestive lining? There's tons of great strategies. Probably the most important is gooey, slimy substances like hyaluronic acid. I'll spell that. Do you know what that is? You want me to spell that for you?
I take it.
Good for you. Glucosamine also can help patch up the gut. Get on the Z Radical or the Fucoidin Z from Longevity. Also patches up the gut. Noni juice.
Can you repeat that one? That's one I'm not on.
It's called Fucoidin Z, F-U-C-O-I-D-A-N-Z. It's Fucoidin from algae. And you can get that by calling the Brightside Ben phone team at 866-735-2470 or heading to my website, brightsideben.com. Aloe juice is wonderful for patching up the gut. Noni juice is wonderful for patching up the gut. Cartilage products like bone soup, which we talk about a lot on this program, where you take chickens, a chicken carcass or a whole chicken, you know what I'm saying, turn it into chicken soup. Make sure you use a little apple cider vinegar in there to help dissolve the cartilage. Speaking of apple cider vinegar, after all meals, a little organic apple cider vinegar, digestive enzymes can be helpful. There's a supplement called glutamine, which is amazing for the digestive tract. That's spelled G-L-U-T-A-M-I-N-E. You can do maybe 1,000 to 2,000 milligrams a day. Zinc is very, very important for the digestive tract. Then you're going to want to start to take in nutrients that you're probably deprived of because of your messed up digestion, especially fatty nutrients and minerals for that matter. So get yourself on 20,000 IU of vitamin A. Make sure you're taking around 400 IU of vitamin E. Make sure you're on a good essential fatty acid supplement like the Ultimate EFAs and take plenty of them, generous amounts of them. Very, very important for the digestive tract. And then you're going to want to use some minerals, too, because once your digestive system breaks down, you don't absorb your minerals.
True.
And that includes especially zinc and selenium and sulfur. There's so many ways to go. It's tragic, Brenda, that nobody's told you this. You go to the doctor. Have you heard any of this from a physician? Of course not. They don't do this. Hang tight, because there's a couple more things, Brenda. I don't mean to overload you, but I just want you to see how powerful your options are, how widespread your choices are for taking care of this health issue. Hang tight, Brenda. We'll continue. We come back from our break.
Thank you.
I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side on the Genesis Communication Network.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare? By far, and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide. Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit brightsideben.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to brightsideben.com. That's www.brightsideben.com.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And GenStone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call GenStone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
The CDC just announced flu vaccines may have the wrong strain of flu virus. You may not be protected. Whatever your lifestyle, your immune system is critical, and Immudyne provides your immune support. Doctor recommended, stimulant-free and not found in pharmacies. Go to Immudyne.com to find out more or to place an order, or call 866-257-8668. That's Immudyne.com or 866-257-8668. Remember, Immudyne is key support for your immune system.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Okay, we're back on the bright side. Hey, Brenda, you there?
Oh, I'm not going anywhere.
Okay.
Yeah, right. I'm one of the first people that get it.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate that. So here's the deal. You're going to focus on the gut. That's the most important thing. And everything I just told you, I'm not going to repeat it, so just do all the gut things, probiotics and fasting, et cetera. Most importantly, linking foods to digestive health issues and problems. The second thing is going to, after the digestive system is addressed, you're going to want to stabilize the blood sugar, and that means making sure that you're staying away from anything that drops it. Anything that makes you go into hypoglycemia is going to cause problems with the thyroid via the adrenal glands, and so you need to keep the blood sugar stable, and there's lots of ways to do it, but the most important is not to eat foods that spike your blood sugar, and that means all the foods that most people eat. So basically, you're going to be wanting to focus on the digestive system, then you're going to want to focus on the blood sugar system. Last but not least, because of the connection between your stress glands, those are called your adrenal glands, and the thyroid, anything that happens to you that causes adrenal distress, and that includes digestive problems and low blood sugar, but it also includes things like poor breathing techniques and emotional or psychological stressors. So you need to learn how to activate the relaxation response. And this is very, very important. Deep breathing is probably the most significant way to do that. If you have a smartphone, get an application called My Calm Beat or Bio Breathing, and learn how to practice slow, and I emphasize the word slow, deep, and I emphasize the word deep, breathing in through the nose and out through the nose, especially on the exhale. And by the way, more than likely you're constipated, correct?
Not so much, but what I am is I'm freezing.
No, I'm just talking about the constipation because that's important. But freezing is also an issue of the thyroid. You got to be constipated if you're hypothyroid, and not so much isn't an answer, Brenda, because you're not supposed to ever be constipated. That's like, aside from,
Aside from that, Mrs. Lincoln, how was the play? No, it doesn't work
good
that
point.
Way. So anyway, the only reason I say that is because when you practice this relaxation response when you're trying to have a bowel movement, you'll notice that it's much easier. So practicing slow, deep breathing on the john, not just on the couch, especially on the exhalation, that's where the activation of the relaxation response occurs, is on the exhale, not on the inhale. So really focus on the exhale. Brenda, I got to move. That's tons of good stuff for you.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for the kind words. And feel free to send me an email, ben@ksco.com, if you have any other questions, or you can always call back. And thanks so much for your kind words. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. I appreciate you. Thank you.
Thank you, Brenda. God bless. All right, Steve in Virginia, what's going on, my friend?
Hello, thank you very much. We were hearing the previous show, and the guest, very good in her field, she was sharing, though, about cancer, and they were talking about different solutions and with the hostess and everything. Well, she made a statement. She said, and she ended up having a mastectomy anyway, but she says, I found ways to counter the negative effects of chemo. And she was pro-chemo, which doesn't make any sense to me. And then she said, if you're stage four, oh, by all means, try all means possible, alternative, natural approach and such, if you get to that point. But I just thought it might be good to mention that and get a clarification. I'm sure
chemo,
maybe the listener...
here's the thing.
Yeah.
Chemo kills you. It doesn't kill cancer cells. It kills your cells. This is the thing about cancer. It's us. It's not an alien invader. A lung cancer cell is your cell. It's my cell. It belongs to my lung. So if we kill the lung cancer cell, we're killing ourselves. Now, if you get so desperate you don't know what to do, I can understand this. And you know, cancer is a scary thing. And by the way, when it comes to cancer, do you know that if you tally up all the cancer deaths and diagnoses that occur in a year, you're looking at maybe a couple million people get, or maybe 2 or 3 million people get or diagnosed with cancer or die from cancer every year. About 500,000, 600,000 people die, something along those lines. Another 1.6 million people get diagnosed every year. So you only have 2 million people are diagnosed or die from cancer every year, and that's not a good thing. That's 2 million people. That's a lot of people. But you know what? There's 330 million people in this country. So 99.9% or more, 99.95% of people are going to be cancer-free. All right? So we want to keep this thing in perspective. I'm not saying cancer is a good thing, but we want to keep it in perspective. We don't need to have cancer awareness at every turn. All right? This is just more marketing jargon. There's a reason why Kentucky Fried Chicken sponsors the Race for the Cure. It's marketing. It's a way of selling things. So we want to keep this whole thing in perspective. As far as chemo goes, if you get really, really desperate, I can understand that why you do whatever it took. However, cancer is a sign of a body in distress. It takes a lot of abuse. It takes a lot of abuse, toxicity, lack of oxygen, lack of nutrients for a cell to turn cancerous. Cells turn cancerous when they're majorly stressed out. It's a survival mechanism. They don't know what else to do. They're at their wit's end. A cell is at its wit's end. It doesn't know what to do, and its only last resort it has is to grow and divide like crazy. So by the time you get cancer, you've got a system that has been stressed out for a long time, for the most part. Sometimes radiation, intense radiation can do it, you know, electromagnetic pulses possibly, or EMFs can do it. But for the most part, cancer takes decades to show up, and it doesn't show up. Almost everybody is cancer-free. The vast majority of people are cancer-free. So it's an anomaly. That having been said, if you're dealing with a cancer issue, what you want to do is you want to calm the body down, and you want to strengthen the body. And this is why fasting is so important, and this is why nutritional supplementation is so important. This is why oxygenation is so important. Hyperbaric oxygen can be helpful for dealing with cancer. IV nutrition can be helpful for dealing with cancer. And oh, by the way, despite what you may have heard, spontaneous regressions are real. They occur. They're recognized. It's not airy-fairy and it's not flaky. They occur. I just pulled up a paper here yesterday. The spontaneous regression of cancer is from the Journal of Natural Science, Biology, and Medicine. Quote, I'm quoting here, the spontaneous healing of cancer is a phenomena that has been observed for hundreds and thousands of years, and after having been the subject of many controversies is now accepted as an indisputable fact, unquote. Journal of Natural Science, Biology, and Medicine, dated January, January to June 2011. If you'd like a copy of this, send me an email, ben@ksco.com. The fact of the matter is the body can handle these things. We don't need to interface with the medical model necessarily unless we're desperate. So for cancer, I'm not a big believer in chemotherapy. Read anything by by Ralph Moss. He talks extensively about the cancer chemotherapy scam, the war on cancer chemotherapy scam. Got to move, Steve. Thank you so much for your call. I appreciate it. Thank you for pointing that out. Donna, Louisiana, what's going on? Welcome to the bright side.
Yes. Thank you, Dr. Ben.
Thank you. Pharmacist, though. But that's okay. Go ahead.
Yes. I've been having problems with my thyroid, coincidentally, and it's been going back a few years, about 5 years. I've also had other issues with inflammation, including MS.
Okay. You got a bunch of stuff going on, huh?
A bunch of stuff.
All right. Let's get you some... Don, I don't need to hear the grim details, because believe it or not...
I'm leading up to it. I just recently found out I have 5 nodules on my thyroid.
Okay. Well, you got some stuff to do. Here's the thing, Donna. Yeah. Your story is unique to you, but it's not unique. It's unique to you because it's personal, but it happens all the time. Your breakdown is generic, and I don't mean that in an insulting way. I mean that in a powerful way, because that means that we can start to address it. It's just a generic way the body breaks down. There's nothing odd or unique or weird about it. So first thing, again, like with Brenda from Los Angeles we talked earlier, if you have a longstanding thyroid issue, you almost, by definition, have a longstanding digestive health issue. Correct, Donna, in Louisiana?
Yes.
Okay. Don't hesitate. Yes or no? Yes, you have to. It's the way it works. Okay. I'm not attacking you. I'm not being mean here.
I want to help you out. Yeah, I do manage it, though.
Well, you didn't, because you got nodules on your thyroid, so you think you managed it, but you didn't. So what you got to do...
Okay, so you're saying that's
It's not that simplistic. I'm saying that's at the core. There's other things involved. But we got to take care of the foundation. And that means, number one, get on a good probiotic supplement like the Biolumin Nightly Essence and get on fermented foods. Eat fermented foods, sauerkraut, miso, tempeh. You got to replace those gut bacteria. Number two, eliminate offending agents. And you live in Louisiana. Are you from there? Are you born there in Louisiana?
No, I wasn't born here.
Okay. Well, in Louisiana, they don't eat very well. So if you're eating that Cajun food, that fried food, you're going to have to lay off it, because there's foods that are going to affect your digestive system, and they're going to affect your digestive system and ultimately your thyroid. Donna, God bless you, but I'm out of time. So focus on the digestive system and then the blood sugar system. And I'm going to give you 2 options here. You can call me back tomorrow, and I'll walk you through the process, and we'll put you first up. Or you can send me an email.
Well, they're talking about cancer. That's the only thing.
Well, yes. Yeah, I mean, you're a candidate for that. Absolutely.
Right.
Listen, call me tomorrow, Ben, or send me an email, ben@ksco.com. We'll take care of you on the air tomorrow if you like. I'd like you to do that, because we can help other people. Or you can shoot me an email, ben@ksco.com. Put your phone number so I can call you back. Thanks so much, Donna.
Thank you, Jerry.
Thank you. God bless you, ma'am. I'm sorry if I left you on hold. I tried to get to everybody today. Call back tomorrow. Tell our call screener we left you on hold, and we'll get you first up. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Have a wonderful, awesome, spectacular day. We'll talk to y'all later, folks. Bye for now.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy at 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The CDC just announced flu vaccines may have the wrong strain of flu virus. You may not be protected. Whatever your lifestyle, your immune system is critical, and Immudyne provides your immune support. Doctor recommended, stimulant-free, and not found in pharmacies. Go to Immudyne.com to find out more or to place an order. Or call 866-257-8668. That's Immudyne.com or 866-257-8668. Remember, Immudyne is key support for your immune system.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.